have an idea, said Violet. We're going to paint the walls anyway. Why don't we wait to put the pictures back? At least that will save us some time when we start to paint.
Oh, good idea, said Dawn. I'll get some boxes. You and Jesse can help me stack the pictures and take the boxes into the storeroom. And then you can start planning the redecoration project. Violet and Jesse smiled.
We like decorating, but we don't have any ideas yet, said Violet. Dawn, do you?
Well, the wallpaper will have to go, said Dawn. That's all I know so far. What if you girls check out the decor in the donut dispensary? You might get some ideas there. Hilda is very creative.
Will your friend mind if we check out her shop? Asked Violet.
Dawn shook her head. We like sharing our knowledge. It helps us both. Dawn smiled. As a matter of fact, Hilda helped me out when we first met. I told her I wanted to learn Spanish. So she and I bartered. She gave me Spanish lessons, and I gave her business advice to get her started.
So that's what bartering means? You trade help?
Asked Violet. People trade help, or ideas, or things, said Dawn. Just not money.
But you didn't trade your recipes with her, right?
Asked Jesse. No, not our recipes, said Dawn. Some of those have been in Steve's family since the 1940s. He wants to keep those private. While the others stayed at Delilah's to clean up, Jesse and Violet headed to the donut dispensary.
I just wish bad things hadn't happened to Delilah's, Jesse said. Well, at least we can help out by decorating, said Violet. I brought my camera in case we see things we like.
Then a worried look crossed Violet's face. As she walked along, she asked her sister,
If stealing someone's recipe is bad, isn't it bad to steal ideas for decorating? I don't think so, said Jesse. We don't want to make Delilah's look exactly like the donut dispensary anyway. We're going to come up with our own ideas. Okay, said Violet slowly. I know I can get my own ideas for things, but maybe we should buy donuts when we get there. Oh, sure, said Jesse. I don't want to go there and just look either. Dawn and Hilda are friends, said Violet, so it's okay to look and take pictures, but I'm curious about these donuts.
There was no line outside the donut dispensary that day, but inside it was busy. While Jesse and Violet waited in line to order, Jesse wrote in her notebook, and Violet took photos. It was a very small shop, big enough for people to stand in, but not big enough for tables. Everything was colored bright white and emergency orange. There were a few shiny stools with orange seats on them. From the ceiling hung sleek, shiny metal lights. A huge metal sign along one wall spelled out Donuts. Loud music played through speakers.
I feel like I'm in a spaceship, said Violet. Maybe it's headed toward the sun. It's way bright in here, said Jesse. The music makes me feel like dancing.
She closed her eyes and made tiny jumps in place. When they reached the counter area, the girls looked at the donuts lined up under a glass case. Some of them had funny names, like the Frida Kahlo, the Tsunami, and Custer's Last Stand. Some were huge, with masses of filling spilling out, and things like jelly beans and crumbled bacon on top. Others were plainer looking, but had bizarre ingredients like kale, jalapeno peppers, or green tea.
I'm going to get one of those twisty ones with the purple designs on it, said Violet. The sign says there's a surprise inside of them. I think I'll get a triple Mexican chocolate donut, said Jesse. Maybe we should get two of each so Henry and Benny can have one also.
When it was their turn, a woman with long black hair pulled back in a braid took their order. She had earrings on her ears, in her nose, and in one eyebrow. A butterfly tattoo sat on her upper arm. She smiled at the girls as she took their money. Her eyes were dark and friendly.
I think you'll love these twisters, she said. They're our newest edition, and they're a really big seller.
Excuse me, said Jesse. Are you Hilda? I'm Jesse, and this is my sister Violet. We're helping Dawn at her shop.
The woman's smile got bigger.
Yes, I'm Hilda, she said. It's so nice to meet friends of Dawn. How's everything at Delilah's? I've been...